The other day, while in Hampshire, Shirley introduced me to a coffee shop near Winchester in a little Georgian town, beautiful old Georgian town called Alsford, where she actually tasted her first artisan coffee. It's a deli coffee shop called Caracoli. And I learned something while going to Caracoli, because you may be familiar with the pea berry. You know, let me take you a little further back, you know that the coffee cherry, the fruit, actually has two beans inside. However, if one of them doesn't get fertilized, then it grows into just one, and it's more of the shape of a pea, hence the word peaberry. However, another word for peaberry is Caracoli. So it's quite fitting that this coffee shop would choose such a beautiful name, Caracoli. And on the wall, they actually describe what a Caracoli is. However, they don't serve a Caracoli or a peaberry coffee. They serve beautiful Arabica beans and their house blend, pulled on a Lamazzocco. Shirley had it as a latte. I had it as an espresso. It was really beautiful. They have a few other coffees there as well. They had a bourbon, lightly roasted, and a bourbon, a slightly darker roasted. And because I'm actually getting fonder and fonder of pour-over coffees, of filter coffees, of all the various brewing methods that you can apply to filter coffees, I decided to go for the bourbon light. And I'm sat here in the garden. You might hear this funny bird in the background tweeting away. I'm set up here in the garden. It's a lovely sunny morning. I've come back from my swim and I've weighed my beans. I've actually, I'm using my little miniature V60 ceramic filter with a paper filter, and I set it on top of my double-walled glass, the 8-ounce glass, which I so love, and killing two birds at the same time, not the real birds, of course. I have placed the ceramic V60 over that beautiful glass, and I have put some hot water over the paper, and I've put some water in, which has the effect that the paper sticks very well to the ceramic filter, and then when you put your grinds in, they just sit very nicely in there. So I've done that, everything's set up, I've set the scene. All I'm waiting for now is to grind some coffee and then to get the perfect temperature for my pour over and brew myself a lovely cup of coffee.